Welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Ruth Buchigian. Sister Ruth is involved in prison ministry in Wisconsin, and her reflection is entitled, "The Last Shall Be First. Where Will You Be?" 'Tis based on this passage from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I tell you, it will be hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astounded and said, "Then who can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals it is impossible, but for God all things are possible." Then Peter said in reply, "Look, we have left everything and followed you. What then will we have?" Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, at the reward of all things, when the Son of Man is seated on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sister or father or mother or children or fields for my name's sake will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first."
Jesus really wants us to get how hard it is for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. He uses an expression that would have been familiar to the disciples when he expressed the impossibility of a camel going through the eye of the needle. In ancient times, at the gate of cities, there was a narrow gate for foot passengers, known as the needle's eye, at the side of the larger gate by which wagons, camels, and other beasts of burden entered the city. There was no way a camel could enter by the needle's eye, just as there is no way we can enter the kingdom if we are rich. Now, who are the rich? Most of us listening to this preaching are rich. It seems to me that Jesus is inviting us to let go of everything and to trust him enough to follow. Letting go of everything is no small thing. It is letting go of our possessions and more than that, our relationships, control, power, attachments. You know what it is that you are invited to let go of. What makes you rich? What is it that Jesus is asking you to let go of? In my prison ministry at Fox Lake Correctional Institution, we began a new circle of restorative justice on August 29th. Invited to be a part of that circle will be men who have let go of all they have held on to as riches. They have been stripped of everything and recognize that it is only with God that all things are possible. Included are men who are rapists and murderers and thieves, yet all have in common that they are opening themselves to something, the process of restorative justice that will change them profoundly. Not just the prisoners will be changed by the process. Everyone in the circle will be changed, including me. How do we go from watching our cop shows on TV to sitting in a circle with men who are murderers, rapists, and thieves, in sharing who we are? We all come to recognize that all of us are the same. We all have done things that hurt others. We all are in need of restorative justice. So Jesus says, the first will be last, and the last will be first. I have no doubt that these men who open themselves to God in this process will be first, much to the surprise of most of us in our society. ¶¶